my immediate thought was thinking of the victims and what it meant, you know, celebrating. We were celebrating our National Day here as well. So even though it was, we kept grave in a sense that, that we knew what happened last year and we knew what type of threat we were under, but still you want to party, you enjoy the fireworks. That's very much a thing that's dear to us, you know, this night of the 14th of July. So thinking of my compatriots and the visitors that were there, assembled, massed, and all of a sudden being plunged into terrible violence and loss of lives and injuries, it's horrible. It's really this sort of, you know, attack against joy and fraternity that happens at exactly the wrong moment and the wrong place.
How is France feeling in general at the moment in the wake of what happened in Paris? It's so difficult to recover.
Well, I think the country is showing real resilience. But at the same time, we're living with a new sense of threat and danger. So obviously, well, that's when we say we're at war against terror, it's not theoretical. It's a war that fought outside of our borders, but it also means building up social resilience, having new methods of policing and social policies inside our country to ensure that we minimize the risk. But I think people are very much living with the idea that there will be a threat and a long-lasting threat. So you can't just erase it from your minds. And the fact that we had two series of attacks last year meant that people couldn't think that they were going to forget about it, like if it was a nightmare and you wake up from it and you move on to the next thing. They very much know they're living in another type of world where you have to concentrate on addressing that type of very realistic and very real and threatening risks.
Do you feel that the state of emergency has been ramped up and that the authorities are on the ground doing more in France to help prevent things like this happening?
Well, I won't dwell into the details of how it's organised, but I don't know it all, but certainly, if you think of the achievement of Euro 2016 happening without any terrorist incident, in the present context that everyone had in mind, you know, you're not complacent about that, it's quite an achievement, and it means that a lot is being done on the ground, and the way the policing forces are organised is very much, and the armed forces as well, actually, organized to try and minimize the risk. We'll never be erase the risk. We'll be minimizing the risk, containing the elements of risk.
And tell us about people perhaps affected here and how the Institute might support them at this time.
Well, the first thought, of course, is with the victims and the victims' families. So this will come out through the national helplines. People would better advise you to go and see on the Foreign Ministry's website, where there will be, probably is already, but I've not had time to check that, but a helpline where the people can check about the whereabouts and the status of or maybe their next of kin that were in this area late yesterday. And, of course, they may be contacting them directly, but that's the first element. Then here, basically, we will be happy. We'll be ready to take in any homage, any tributes, in whatever form it takes. So we'll be open all day today, and we'll see over the weekend how it happens. But that's our essential task. Well, the risk is past. The victims are in France. They may come from anywhere in the world, and maybe from the UK, from Scotland. We'll find out later, but of course we are the focal point of the French community here, and so as such we're here to help people, a place where they can be together and express their solidarity.
We see just behind people beginning to lay flowers and of course a book of condolence as well, is that right?
Yes, a book of condolences is opened in the library of the French Institute. And there's the possibility to lay floral tributes in front of the door at number 12, Randolph Crescent, at the French Consulate.